It goes back to the time of early creations, this time of giant beavers, giant animals, before the Ice Age. That relationship has been going on, and we had the law put down for us early in our relationship with Nsaikinanyene. I'll tell you the story of Tankwutheta, the old lady that sits in the falls. It's a time during some hard times when hunger was a big part of everyday life for our people. And the story starts in Dachokwe. If you look at a map, the English map will tell you it's called Artillery Lake. But for my people, we call that Lake Dachokwe. It's named after one of our early leaders, a guy named Dacho, whose descendants still live in Chusage. He led his people chasing two giant beavers, one from Dachokwe west towards the Great Slave Lake. About halfway down the Dachokwe Desert, or also known as the Lockhart River today, they harvested one of those giant beavers. As I said, there was a time of despair, hunger. And obviously, the harvested beaver was shared amongst all the people. But one elderly lady whose husband had passed on, no children, Tsonakia, we call them in our language, wanted some beaver blood. But she was refused because there wasn't enough to go around. The next day, Dacho led his people after the second beaver, continuing going west towards the Great Slave Lake. And once they got to the mouth of the river, the Sneche, as we call it, they realized that elderly lady wasn't with them anymore. So they Dacho sent back two young, healthy runners to find her. And they found her exactly where they left the camp. She was sitting there, and she told the young folks that out of despair, she really, really communicated with the Creator. Did a lot of praying, a lot of soul searching. And the Creator came down to her, and the Creator asked her to volunteer for eternity, to sit in this spot, and to provide the people with the types of helps that they need, physical, emotional, spiritual, any type of ailments that people have, can go to her and ask for her help, and go to her to directly speak through her to the Creator. And by the time the young guys got to her, the rocks were already forming around her legs and arms. And she said, "I'll be sitting here till the end of time. As long as I'm respected and the area is respected, she'll be there for us, for all people, not just Lusigadene. The area has to be respected." This was the first law that was given to the descendants of Dacho, the people of Lusigay, to protect that area. So Tsaiginan, Tankwutheta right now is the heart of Tsaiginan. Everything flows out from her.